Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You're driving a Ford Ranger, Everest, Puma, EcoSport made between 2018 and 2025, you might be at risk. Ford South Africa have issued a major safety recall. Impact reportedly thousands of vehicles due to potential sync systems. Managing this fallout and keeping drivers informed is no small task. Well, here to help us understand the recall process, the implications for South African drivers and the broader context of vehicle safety is Eugene Herbert. But he's the CEO of Master Drive. He's a leading voice on road safety advocacy. But, Eugene, before we even get to talk about the Ford, we have to talk about, you know, we told a story about a woman who put salt in her boyfriend's petrol tank. Does that do terrible damage? What does it do? Good morning.
Howard, I don't have an answer offhand because I do think before I give this, there is a caveat that says anything into a fuel tank is dangerous. We know what was happening a while ago where diesel was being diluted with paraffin. Mm. And as a result, you could land up an engine being blown, high cost, even though there would be warranties, etc. I tell you what I do know that many years ago, and I haven't tried it probably for 40 years, is if you wanted to confuse the owner of a car, you'd put chloroform into the tank. And it would prevent the engine from starting, and nobody would be able to find out about it.
Oh, my word.
I don't know whether that was an old wives' tale or not, but certainly the few people that I spoke to. But in a vehicle that's got a carburetor, obviously technology today is such that the computer will dial out and make adjustments, etc. But just talking about that salt, look, it's soluble. And if it's a small amount, it's highly unlikely it's going to do serious damage. But if you poured in 2 kilos of salt, you know, my recommendation to that guy, if he's still alive, because I'm sure she would have probably killed him if not worse, is to have the whole system drained, because these things are so sensitive in a modern vehicle's engine. There's pipes, there's injectors, etc., and it could clog the injectors in some way or another. I know if you put sugar in there, it's going to carbonize, and that's going to cause all sorts of damage. But the moral of the story is don't have an affair, right? Because then you won't have your wife putting salt in.
Exactly. And nor is she going to be using your toothbrush to clean the toilets. Let's talk about this Ford recall. So walk us through this. Which models are affected and how many vehicles are we talking about?
It's a number of vehicles. Let's just focus on the Ranger for this discussion, maybe, because I think between Botswana and South Africa, there's over 1,000 vehicles. I was looking at the numbers. 571 in South Africa, 479 in South Africa that are affected by this. Now, I think it's in the first instance, it's Ford is doing the responsible thing. They know there's a problem, and therefore they're prepared to fix it. And I think the instructions are very clear. It's even on the internet what you need to do. My concern about this, and it's good that drivers are aware of it, because think about the safety concerns. If you have a look, I think it's on the Ranger. It talks about the potential camshaft failure. It could cause the engine to stall. Now, you know, today, since we've had load shedding, et cetera, a traffic light that's not functioning is supposed to be treated as a four-way stop. Do people do that? No, they come flying through. So you can imagine at an inopportune moment, the car stalls, it presents a bit of a risk. So that's, so that's one of the things. But you know what? Coincidentally, on the Rangers that I was looking at, part of the sync, my sync system, you know, that controls the infotainment and so forth, it could cause the camera when reversing to malfunction. Now, can you imagine that you're driving this brand new Raptor or Ranger or something? No, the Raptor's imported. So, and you're reversing up to what you think is a clear space and you're doing the vehicle. Worse still, if there was a child in the offing. So, whilst these failures are not, in my mind, catastrophic, except, of course, the Ford Puma, there's a possibility of a fire hazard. And, of course, you mentioned the word fire hazard. What vehicle springs to mind? Ford Kuga, that was 2017 or something like that. I know it's easy to get riled up and say, yeah, well, this is a serious thing. And it is. But Ford are doing the responsible thing, making it available through all the outlets, bring the vehicle in for the patch. They speak about the third quarter, so which we're in. So it's possible to get it done. It's a bit of inconvenience, But things happen. Toyota have had it, other manufacturers have had it. So it's nothing really unique.
It's interesting because does this, a recall like this, impact public trust in the positive or a negative direction?
Well, I happen to know the PR team at Ford, and I think they do a very good job of putting a positive spin on things. And the reality is not, there's an old saying, there's no bad advertising. And if they do the responsible thing, which I believe that they would, as have others, but just think about reputation. Remember the time when VW were caught fudging the results on their
The emissions.
how long did that last? Maybe a couple of months, maybe a year or so. But do people still buy VW? In fact, more now than ever. So it's how you handle a problem that really dictates whether or not there's a positive outcome or not. But yes, something that I'd like maybe listeners to reflect. So let's assume there is a recall, you've identified one of your vehicles, and you're now a little bit lethargic about taking it into the dealership. Let's assume you have a crash with your Ford Ranger into a big pole or into, worse still, a Ferrari. Now, if you haven't gone through and had it done because you've been told to, would the insurance cover that accident? So the message really is respond timeously to any directions so that you can have the problem solved, fixed, and the like. And in reality, every vehicle has problems. We buy a new vehicle that's been PDI'd, we hope. You take it back to the dealership because you need a little nitty-gritty thing sorted out. So I think it's an opportunity if vehicles who are owned by people, I have several Fords in my fleet, and they're great vehicles, but the way we manage our own perception of what the problem is will dictate to a certain extent whether we share a good news story with others or we share a bad news story.
Very, very sensible information, Eugene Herbert. Thank you. As always, Eugene is the CEO of Master Drive. He is the leading voice in road safety advocacy in South Africa.